The word today is evidence. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The Bible is clear that salvation is a gift of God through faith in Jesus Christ. It cannot be earned or deserved. So where do good works enter in? They are the proof or evidence that our faith is real and genuine. Here to explain this further is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Evidence.
In the book of James in the New Testament, way to the back of the New Testament, there is a verse that has caused some controversy among Christians, and in particular with our Roman Catholic friends, because they have taught that you need to do something to more or less help God with your salvation. Whereas the Reformed churches during the Reformation made it very clear that there is nothing that we can do, that it has to be totally and entirely a gift of God. Salvation is God's gift to us 100%, and we can do nothing to earn it or deserve it. Now, there is a verse in the fourth chapter of James, chapter 4, verse 17, that seems to agree with what the Roman Church says. It is one possible interpretation, one possible way to understand that verse, but we in the Reformed churches, those that say there is no way that man can cooperate or can in some way participate, believe that the Scripture is filled with many, many, many passages in Galatians, in Romans. They're really all over the Bible, especially the New Testament, where we are told there is nothing you can do to earn salvation, there is nothing you can do to deserve salvation. It has to be totally and completely God's gift. So then what do you do with this verse in the fourth chapter of James, verse 17? Well, let's look at it kind of closely here and kind of pick it apart a little bit to see what it's really saying. James is saying, we believe that if you have no evidence or no proof by the good works that you do that your faith is alive, then your faith is dead. It's artificial. It's not real. And we believe that's what James is saying. He is not saying you have to participate with God or you have to do 20% of the work yourself or 10% or 5% as though something we do can help earn salvation. That's not at all what James is saying. We know that because that would contradict all the very, very clear verses of the Scripture which repeatedly say salvation is totally a gift of God and completely his gift to us, undeserved and unmerited. There's no way we can earn it. So then we have to get at what is James saying here. James saying, I think the illustration, for instance, in Scripture of a fruit tree is a very good way to understand this. James is saying, if you have a tree that is a fruit tree, apple tree, cherry tree, pear tree, whatever it might be, in order for it to be a truly good tree, it has to produce good fruit. It has to produce cherries or apples or pears, whatever that type of tree is. And if it doesn't produce that good fruit, it means it's not a good fruit tree. It's not productive. It is not proving that it is a good tree. Now, what James is getting at here is if a person says, Lord, 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 and yet their heart isn't involved. It's not real. It's not genuine. It's kind of a pseudo fake, kind of a false impression just by what they say. Even Christ himself said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is truly committed to him. They can say it, but if their heart isn't involved, if it's not real or genuine, then it's a fake faith. It's a false faith. I believe this becomes very clear when you look at James 4, verse 17 this way. He's saying, if Jesus Christ lives in you and you've truly been converted, you have been brought to Christ, you are his child, then Jesus Christ lives in you. And if he lives in you, he will produce good works in you. He will cause you to think differently, to live differently, to speak differently. And if the result of Christ living in you isn't evident and you can't see that, then it proves that your faith is not alive. It's not real. It's artificial. It's not genuine. And so it's not worth anything. It's a false faith. So for someone to just say, I believe, I believe, I believe, and never prove it by what they say or how they act or how they talk, that is worthless. That is artificial. It's fake. Now, if you understand the other statements throughout Scripture that faith is a gift, faith is totally God's work, faith is not dependent on what we do or say or how we act, but it's the mercy of God and his goodness giving us the gift of salvation, then it also fits with what James is saying here. He's saying, if your faith is truly there and real and genuine, it will produce good works. It will produce the result. And so there's no contradiction here with the rest of Scripture. Faith is a gift of God, totally 100%. And if that faith is genuine and true, then certainly there will be some evidence in how we act and how we live. We do not do the good works in order to come to faith. We do the good works as a result of the faith, of Christ living in us, producing the good works that we have coming as a result of our faith being alive and being nourished by God's word. It's a beautiful, beautiful illustration. Now, to look at that proof of our faith, one good way is to look at the book of Galatians, the fifth chapter, Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, that means the result, the produce, the effect, the result, the, I guess you could say, the evidence of the Spirit of God being in us are these results: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There are nine things that are mentioned here. Just think of that. Nine things. You want to evaluate how well your faith is doing. You want to evaluate whether your faith is genuine and real. You want to evaluate whether or not you're a true Christian. Take a look at how you're doing in these areas. If Christ is living in you and producing good works through you, then the Holy Spirit is going to produce things like love. Well, let's take a look at this first one that's mentioned here in Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 22. A non-Christian can still love. You don't have to be a Christian to love. It all depends on how you define love. Now, if you're talking about love, any man and a woman, as an example, can show love towards one another. There are physical types of love. In fact, the devil himself tries to use love once in a while to turn it against us, immoral love. Well, that's a false kind of love. It's not what God intended, but it's a misuse of it. So love can take place without even having faith. The unbeliever can love to some extent. I guess the simplest way to talk about love is to describe it. Love, for instance, if all you're interested in is getting love, getting, you don't have to be a Christian. The unbeliever can want to get love. In fact, like we were talking, you can even have immoral love. So there's all kinds of love, but the type of love that God is talking about is even more important than getting. It's more important than even sharing. You know, there is a sense of describing sharing in the New Testament. Brotherly love, something that we share with one another. I will treat you right, you treat me right, and so on. Now, even that you don't have to be a Christian to do. To be a child of God and have the highest form of love is giving love. A giving love, a love that says, I love you, even if you don't love me in return, even if you don't in any way deserve my love, I still love you. In fact, God even talks about loving our enemies, that we should not hate anyone, that we should take the love that God has shown us by saving us, by forgiving us, by giving us the gift of heaven, and show that love to each other. That's the evidence that we have been converted, that we have been brought into the kingdom of God. The proof is in our actions. It also talks about joy here. Sure, an unbeliever can have joy. They're happy on their birthday and so on. They like to get gifts and so on. But the true joy doesn't depend on the circumstances. A joy which is found in Jesus Christ. Even in the middle of sorrow, you can have joy. You can know God is with you, and God is going to turn this evil into good. There is going to be a reunion in heaven before God's throne. Even with those that have passed on ahead of us and are already in heaven, there will be a reunion with them. There will be a marvelous joy. So when you're talking about earthly things, earthly love, earthly joy, well, there's no spirit, there's no conversion there, the faith isn't genuine. But if the faith is genuine, going back to what James said, then it'll show itself by the proper kind of love, by the proper kind of joy, and all these other seven evidences of our faith. I hope this will become a marvelous thought for you, and one that you will thank God for, because it's a genuine gift of God, 100% His gift to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Talk to someone about how much Jesus loves them, and offer that love to them through offering them the forgiveness of their sins that Jesus died on the cross for. Let them have true love, true joy, and all these other gifts that come as a result of their genuine faith.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader, entitled Armor. Pastor Schrader gives important insight on spiritual warfare and tells how a believer can be prepared to be a soldier using the gifts and strength of God. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.